My name is Matt Ronan. I'm 14. Today is December 27th, and I'm speaking with Michael Marion, who is my grandpa. And we are recording this in Flemington, New Jersey. So, can you tell me about your parents?
What would you like to know about my parents?
Well, what was your relationship? Did you, like, dislike your relationship with them or enjoy your relationship?
Oh, no, I loved my parents. My mom and dad were my best supporters, and my dad looked out very carefully to make sure that I got a great education, and he followed my baseball exploits and supported me in that, and he was the smartest man I ever knew. And he would help me with my homework, and whenever I had a question, he had a credible answer for me.
Who was a bigger inspiration, your mom or dad?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I loved my mom. She was a wonderful lady, and she knew how to speak French, and she was very religious. But I think my dad inspired me more because of some of the things he did. He went off to Cornell University, and he started his own business and was successful at that. And he could cook, and he could play the violin, and he loved classical music and opera. So I would say he was the bigger inspiration.
Now, I know you started your own business, correct? When did you realize that you wanted to create your business?
Well, that's another great question. I started out just getting a job for some of the big corporate drug and consumer product companies. And I found that they were very structured and they didn't permit a lot of flexibility in terms of how you worked. And of course, the politics were very, very tough, and I didn't like playing politics. So I realized after quite a long, difficult period, 25 years, working for other people, that I was meant to have my own business. So I started an executive search consulting business where we would get hired by the drug companies and biotech companies to find senior executives for them. And it was a very good business, and I was very lucky, and it didn't feel like work. And so the best job you can have is one that you like to do where it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah, that's always good. You went to the military, correct?
Yes, I did.
Did you go to college before that?
Yes. Yes, I went to St. Bonaventure University, and I got a commission through the ROTC. So when I came out, I was a second lieutenant. And I got assigned to Fort Sill, Oklahoma. And I spent 2 years, my two-year term of duty, in Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
Do you have any good memories from the military?
Yes, I do. I mean, I had two sons in the military. That was the best memory. And of course, being on the Army post like that, they would have lots of firepower demonstrations in which they would have a target, and they would have all of an infantry platoon and armor and napalm dropped on it. It was just like a 4th of July extravaganza, and it was very exciting,
I bet. Did you enjoy school as a kid?
Wow, what a great question this is. Did I enjoy school? I think I rather saw school as a job, an effort. And I had to work hard at all my courses to do well. And I did work hard, and I did do well. In college, I made the dean's list. And now I enjoyed my time in college, you know, because outside the classroom, you have friends and social life and all of that. But enjoying the actual subjects, I would say, not so much.
Were your parents like tiger parents? They would like push you to like get all A's?
No, they were not tiger parents. They just gave me the guidance on which school maybe to go to or not go to. Although I made up my own decision on that, and then they just said, do your best.
That's good. What are you most proud of in life?
These questions are unbelievable. Did you create all these questions?
Yes.
Wow. This is fantastic.
Thank you.
Really excellent. What am I most proud of?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm most proud of the family that I created, because they're all very special, and they've given me 12 grandchildren. And very proud of the relationship I had with my wife, who was a very wonderful person. And I'm very proud of the business I started. I started from scratch. I had no promises or commitments from anybody, and I made it very successful. So I'm very proud of that too.
What are you most grateful for?
Well, I'm grateful for a wonderful family, wonderful children and grandchildren. I'm grateful for good health, and I'm grateful for Jackie.
Let's see. Do you have any great memories as a child?
Oh, yeah, lots of great memories. Because in those days, you could drive your bike anywhere. And we would drive our bikes all over the place. We would have more fun going to different places, me and three or four other guys, you know. And great memories of playing softball all over the place at different softball fields. You'd make up some teams and just play ball. And great memories of playing Little League, where I did very, very well.
Mm-hmm. Your no-hitter game, right?
Well, that was in Babe Ruth League when I was 15. Oh. Yeah, I pitched a no-hitter, but unfortunately lost the game because of errors and walks when my arm stiffened up in the second inning. But I said, I'm going to pitch. I don't care if my arm falls off. I'm going to keep pitching. And then it loosened up, and I started using the curveball and mixed in with the fastball. And, boy, the hitters were just bailing all over the place. They thought it was going to hit them, you know, and it would break over the plate. That was a great experience.
Did you have any high school loves?
Well, I was in all boys high school, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I didn't have any girlfriends in my neighborhood, so yeah, no loves in high school.
Do you remember what was like your favorite shop to go to with your friends?
Oh yeah, well we would go to Bill's Sweet Shop after school, and in those times in the 50s, you would go in and have a soda, put a quarter in the jukebox, and listen to the latest rock and roll songs, like Elvis Presley and Chuck Berry and the Platters. And it was great fun, you know. And then you had to go home and do your homework, you know.
Yeah.
But it was great fun, the sweet shop.
Did you say you have an... Didn't you grow up with an ice cream, like, factory next to your house?
Right a block away was a very nice ice cream factory, and they would distribute their ice cream products on a regional basis, you know. But the ice cream was like Häagen-Dazs, but better. Very high butter fat, so it was extremely creamy. And it was such a... We'd get ice cream, we'd have it every Sunday for dessert. But coming home from school, lots of times we would stop into the ice cream factory and he would give us stuff.
Oh, for free?
Yes, yeah, a little... You know, ice cream sandwich or ice cream on a stick or something, frozen ice pops. It was a wonderful memory.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you play any high school sports?
No, I was not good enough as a baseball player to play in high school because it was 2,500 kids and it was way too competitive.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't good enough, you know, to compete with that. But I tried out, just didn't make it.
Who is your biggest inspiration, like, outside of family?
My biggest inspiration outside of family. Wow, I'd have to think about that one. I can't think of somebody specific. Outside of my family, that was a big inspiration to me. I guess my wife, I would have to say, definitely my biggest inspiration.
Granny?
Grammy, yeah, no question.
Did you ever go see a Yankees game as a kid?
Oh, yeah. I was a big Yankee fan, and I'll never forget the first game that I saw was against the Cleveland Indians in the 50s. And we had a good team, but the Indians had a little bit better team. And there was a fellow, a second baseman for them by the name of Bobby Avila, A-V-I-L-A. And the guy was not a home run hitter, but he hit two home runs in that first game into left field out near where we were sitting, and they beat us 4-2. And that was my first Yankee experience.
Wow.
Yeah. It was very disappointing, I might add.
Have you ever seen a Mets game before?
No, I've never seen a Mets game that I can recall. You know, when you're a Yankee fan, that's where you go, you know? And I've seen a lot of Yankee games over the years.
What's your opinion on the debate this year? Or, like, the presidential campaigns?
Wow. Wow. I think the campaign is very interesting. They're all Democrats vying for the opportunity to run against Trump. And I think some of them are very, very interesting. Of course, there's Biden and the guy from Vermont, Bernie Sanders, and then some younger ones. Just reading about Pete Buttigieg last night, mm-hmm. The man is a genius, mm-hmm. An absolute Renaissance man, all around genius, phenomenal talent. Can he get the nomination? I'm not so sure. He's only 37. I'm not sure he has the presence, you know. Mm-hmm. But there's some very good people. I like Amy Klobuchar, the mm-hmm. senator from Minnesota. I think if it's going to be a first woman president, I'd like to see her. She's very tough and she's very straightforward. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a fan of Elizabeth Warren or any of the others. So, but it's an interesting field, you know?
Yeah.
I like the ex-mayor of New York. What's his name? The little guy, the billionaire. Mike Bloomberg. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think he'd make a good president.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, he was a good mayor of New York, and it's very interesting. I'm very interested in politics, so yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
Come February is the Iowa primary, so it'll knock out a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Did you like it when Trump got impeached? Or?
Yes.
So I'm assuming you're a Democrat.
So now you're going to ask me, why did you like it?
Oh, why did you like it?
I liked it because I think the man does not have the character to be president. Mm-hmm. Holding the office of president is not just so much getting elected, but it's having the character, the moral fiber to make proper decisions for the benefit of the country. And I think the decisions he makes are those that benefit himself. He's not thinking about the country when he makes those decisions. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he's a quality person.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for doing this with me.
Oh, you asked me if I was a Democrat.
Oh, yes.
Are you a Democrat? No, the answer is no, I'm not a Democrat. I'm a registered Republican. Mm. But over the years, and the reason for that is I like the idea that I don't like big government. I like the fact that, as Republicans believe, small government, local government, should be able to solve all the problems. Mm-hmm. Now, you do need a large national government for some things, but you don't want to have a big, overwhelming national government. That's why I'm a Republican. Mm-hmm. But having said that, I vote for the person who I think is the best person. Yeah. Whether it be Democrat or Republican. So I'm not what you call a knee-jerk Republican. A knee-jerk is somebody who says, oh, boing, there I go. I'm a Republican, so I have to do this.
Yeah.
So I like to kind of use my head about who to vote for.
That's good. Well, thank you for doing this.
Well, you're welcome. This, I must say, was an excellent interview. You asked me great questions, and you followed up.
Thank you.
So really good. I think you're a good interviewer.
Thank you.